Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. 85 today under mainly sunny skies. Lows around 46. Tonight, chance of thunderstorms. Chance for showers. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 61. Cloudy skies expected. Chance of rain showers. Wednesday, with highs in the upper 50s. Clear skies. Thursday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. Law enforcement are investigating three homicides in Kansas City since Friday. On Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, police found victims in their homes. All three were male, and all three died from apparent gunshot wounds. Kansas health officials say dozens of people were stricken by a hard-to-treat, potentially deadly fungus in 2025. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment is monitoring the spread of Candida auris cases. The agency describes C. auris as a multi-drug-resistant fungal pathogen that poses a large health risk to people who have severely underlying conditions, complex healthcare needs, or invasive medical devices like breathing tubes. Good hand hygiene is necessary for preventing infections from spreading along proper cleaning and disinfection strategies. I'm Stephanie Austin.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's Burwell, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
It can be challenging for U.S. farmers to make a profit in the grain markets. Reduce your risk exposure by purchasing professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed dealers. The members of the Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance invest 15% of their sales into product research and development to help farmers like you maximize their crop performance every year. Bringing new seed innovations requires time, extensive research, and farmer partnership, the kind of commitments the seed companies of SEPA are investing in. Thank you for buying new seed and supporting U.S. seed innovation. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has announced an official pardon that happened on Friday for an aggravated battery case dating back to 1993. Kelly made the announcement on May 1st to Chung Pham. She said the pardon allows an extensive independent review by the Prisoner Review Board and the Kansas Department of Administration and her own legal team. The decision to grant a pardon is a serious one. Chung, who was 21 years old at the time that he was convicted, had no prior convictions and has shown good conduct as a law-abiding citizen following his conviction and displayed that he is deserving of a full and unconditional pardon. Visitors packed a Territory Ballroom in Council Grove Sunday afternoon to step back in Kansas history and mark 175 years of the opening of the historic site. The Call Mission first opened its doors as a school for Kansas children in the 1850s, as the limestone structure stands as one of the oldest public buildings in Kansas. I'm Stephanie Austin.
As a business owner, you've worked hard to build your operation. Faced with constant challenges, we know how important it is when it comes to protecting the future of your company. Blue Valley Insurance offers a variety of plans to ensure you're properly covered, from shielding you against financial loss to protecting your employees. With one comprehensive policy, you know you'll have the coverage you need when you need it. Contact Blue Valley Insurance with offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. An ongoing strike and concern is happening in the city of Lincoln, Nebraska, after the Brotherhood of Maintenance of Ways employees, Lodge 1320, says that the railroad union is alleging that the company of BNSF has recently laid off or furloughed 20 to 25 employees working for the railroad company, with many saying it's, quote, extremely frustrating, as more than 15 carmen, two bridge and building positions, an electrician, a laborer, a maintenance machinist, and around a dozen pipe fitters have all been laid off or furloughed.
Precision railroading is what they want to call it. Precision railroading is the future. All precision railroading really is let's see how many jobs we can cut while still getting the job done. It's almost like railroading's taken a back seat shareholder pockets is what matters now.
According to a statement from the company of BNSF, they say they have offered a limited number of transfers for impacted employees on the changes to relocate and or be retrained for other open positions.
Life on the farm can be tough. Uncertainty in the weather, crop prices, trade deals, and so much more. How do you keep up with it all to make your farm successful? That's where we come in. Join me, James Guerin, with the Mid-America Ag Network with your hourly ag commodities, daily weather, soil moisture, and humidity reports. Plus, keep up with the latest regional and national news affecting the ag markets. Let's work together in making your farm thrive. And it's all right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
If you want to add gold and silver bullion to your portfolio, there's no better place to go. Make sure to check out Phil's Coins online at philscoins.com. And with the largest variety of items, you'll find exactly what you're looking for. Phil's Coins and Bullion, 9344 West Central Avenue. Go check them out today. Phil's Coins and Bullion.
Downsizing on your mind, but you don't know which direction to go? The Waterville Housing Authority is here to steer you in the right direction. With clean apartments, reduced cost of living, and great neighbors, you wouldn't want to move anywhere else. With one or two bedroom options available immediately for tenants of any age, call 785-363-2239 or check out the Waterville Housing Authority Facebook page for applications and more.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall, Washington, and Nemaha are among a dozen Kansas counties under a state of disaster declaration approved by the Kansas governor due to damages from heavy rains April 10th and 11th. Townships may submit photos and damage estimates, and counties could also be eligible for assistance in funding with the declaration. The annual Pony Up Match Day Friday in Marysville generated some $600,000 towards 67 local nonprofit causes and organizations. 1,418 gifts were received during the 10th annual Match Day, netting $458,611. Qualifying contributions will receive proceeds from $130,000 in match funding from local donors. The Blue River Rail Trail Corridor received $37,000 and the Rail Trail $32,000, while the Kester House Museum Foundation, St. Gregory Catholic School, and Marshall County Arts Cooperative rounded out the top five in dollars raised. The Rail Trail Corridor was also tops in number of gifts with 81. The Arts Cooperative had 64 and the Rail Trail 60. Kester House Museum Foundation and the Union Pacific Depot Preservation Group Heating and Air Conditioning Fund rounded out the top five in number of gifts. Final mail-in donations may raise the totals with full leaderboard online at PonyUpMarysville.com. City of Beatrice is considering a change from four-lane to three-lane traffic through the city. No final decision has been announced, but the change would incorporate turn lanes. U.S. Senator Jerry Moran was a guest and toured the Frankfort Schools Thursday afternoon. Marysville USD 364 School Board approved a $795,000 bid for new roof sections of the elementary, junior, and senior high schools. Resignation of Carolyn Hawkins, Behavioral Intervention Specialist. Hiring of Lacey Young and Paige Scott as elementary teachers were approved, along with accepting transfer of fifth grade teacher Angela Erickson to junior high science and Allison Krause as part-time social worker for next year. The board met briefly in executive session to discuss teacher contract negotiations. Cheryl L. Reith, age 75, of Hanover, passed away Friday. Funeral mass Friday, 11 a.m., with a rosary at 10:30 and visitation at 9:30 from St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Cheryl Reith. Lila J. Gleason, age 93, of Frankfort, passed away April 28th. Funeral service will be graveside Saturday, May 9th at 2 p.m. at Fairview Golf Cemetery, north of Golf, with a visitation Saturday 10 to 11:30 at the United Methodist Church in Frankfort. Padden Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Lila Gleason. Wanda J. Wyke, age 80, of Lake City, Florida, passed away April 27th. Arrangements pending with the Christie Anders funeral home in charge for Wanda Wyke. Mary Jo Hample, age 79, of Marysville, passed away April 30th. And arrangements are pending with the Christie Anders funeral home in charge for Mary Jo Hample.
Warmer weather is here and the great outdoors are calling. Take your meetings to the front porch, stream the game around the fire pit, and keep the same reliable connection from inside when you step outside with Blue Valley Technologies Outdoor Wi-Fi. Sign up today and receive $50 off installation plus 2 months free. Visit bluevalley.net or give us a call at 877-876-1228.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 70s and mid-80s. Some showers and thunderstorms are possible overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Tuesday, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Then some rain showers possible throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Still a chance for some rain showers on Wednesday, cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 50s, and some rain showers possible early Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Sunshine throughout Thursday, warmer with our highs in the lower 70s, then partly cloudy skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid 40s. Staying sunny throughout Friday with our highs in the mid 70s, then partly cloudy skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Staying sunny as we head into Saturday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Then some scattered showers possible into Saturday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. And more showers possible throughout Sunday, otherwise staying mostly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
The average high temperature early May, 71. Record high on this date, 92. The average low, 46. And the record low, 28. Sunset this evening, 8:23. Sunrise in the morning, 6:25.
Growing heat-loving vegetables can be a particular challenge for gardeners in our northern tier of states. It is all about cool climate tomatoes today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Attention U.S. importers. A massive $170 billion refund pool has just opened up following the Supreme Court ruling on IEEPA tariffs. If your business paid these duties, your first stop needs to be EasyTariffRefund.com. That's right, $170 billion is being returned to importers of record. To claim your share fast, head over to EasyTariffRefund.com. The government's new ACE portal is live, but the filing process is strict and the window is moving fast. Don't let technical errors stand between you and your capital. EasyTariffRefund.com simplifies the entire process. We audit your entry summaries, verify your ACH details, and ensure your claim is filed perfectly the first time. We handle the heavy lifting. Why navigate federal bureaucracy alone when you can go to EasyTariffRefund.com? It's the fastest way to get your money back into your business. Don't wait until the deadline passes. Visit EasyTariffRefund.com right now to start your recovery. EasyTariffRefund.com. Get back what's yours.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, May 4th, the 124th day of the year. Singers Lance Bass and Randy Travis share a birthday today. Roughly 9 out of 10 backyard gardens this season will have some variety of tomato, making it the most popular garden vegetable, or fruit if you prefer. But the native of South America can be a challenge for gardeners in the more northern climes. Most varieties won't grow with vigor until nighttime temperatures are above 60 degrees, so getting a jump on the season by planting early won't be of much help. Check with your local nursery for varieties bred for shorter growing seasons. Names they recommend may be of the subarctic tomato series, some of which can produce fruit just 42 days after transplanting. That's your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's time to think about the future with United Bank and Trust in our individual retirement accounts, or IRA options. We understand that retirement planning can seem overwhelming, but at United Bank and Trust, we strive to make the process as smooth and beneficial for you as possible. Just imagine having your dreams of a peaceful and secure retirement become a reality. With our flexible IRA options, we can help turn these dreams into a plan. It's your hard-earned money, and we want you to have every opportunity to enjoy it when you need it the most. So visit our website or local branch today. At United Bank and Trust, let us be your partners towards a secure future and a comfortable life after work. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
K
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. Former Kansas State University head basketball coach Jerome Tang has made his face familiar back again in the Big 12 Conference after announcing last week that he will become the associate head coach at Baylor University, right under head coach Scott Drew. KSNT News reports that Tang was fired from Kansas State University and the basketball staff back on February 15th of this year, as the university stated the firing was, quote, for cause, following comments that happened after the loss to Cincinnati back on February 11th. Kansas State released a statement after the firing from the athletic director Gene Taylor, saying it was a decision that was made in the best interest of our university and men's basketball program. Recent public comments and conduct in addition to the program's overall direction have not aligned with Kansas State's standards for supporting student athletes and representing the university. It is a return for Tang to Baylor University after being the associate head coach during Baylor's 2021 NCAA championship run. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Spring season is here, and it's time to get back out in the fields. It's planting season, farmers, and the Mid-America Ag Network is your go-to source to help you prepare your farm. Stay tuned as we give you the latest information, all including soil temperature reports, humidity reports, weather reports, soil saturation, and much, much more. Plus, we'll be covering planting progress from Texas all the way up to the Dakotas all through the season. Keep your planting season on track this year with the Mid-America Ag Network.
Transfer portal season continues open for college basketball, with Washburn University's men's basketball team announcing that they are adding three new transfers for their upcoming 2026 and 27 roster. As according to head coach for Washburn, Brett Ballard, he announced the signing of three transfers back on April 28th, including a transfer from Lubbock Christian, a transfer from Minot State, and a transfer from Colorado Mesa, all of them coming from D2 programs.
Overall, feel really good about the pieces we added, and I think it's nice because we have a good nucleus back. You know, it feels like we lost a lot. We lost four starters, and we did lose a lot, but we have as much back as really anybody in the conference. And so with that nucleus and with our transfers and the freshman class we've got coming in, feel good about what we accomplished.
Washburn ended up losing four starters this past season from their squad. With the three new transfers, they will look to fill some of their missing key pieces, along with adding some returners for the next season. According to the head coach, they say they are optimistic about the new season. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? And is your financial strategy personalized to you and your family? Hi, I'm Liz Warren, your Marysville Edward Jones financial advisor. When we work together, we'll use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals. Contact me, Liz Warren, today at 785-562-5533. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Everyday people lose their money to scams. It is important to keep your information safe and understand what to look for. Use strong passwords, enable multi-factor authentication, and never give out your financial or personal information via phone or email. Remember, you cannot win a prize or a sweepstake that you didn't enter. Companies won't ask you to send money or gift cards back on a mistaken overpayment. And beware of suspicious links. If you are unsure, give us a call. United Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
After over 70 years serving Kansas, we here at Bruna Implement know what your farm requires, why it's a necessity, and how to get it to you with a smile. We strive to exceed your expectations and intend to do so, whether you get a tractor, drill baler, or a combine. Whether it's in Marysville, Washington, Seneca, Hiawatha, Clay Center, or even Humboldt, Nebraska, all your farm machine needs can gladly be met at Bruna Implement. Call 785-662-5304 to have your needs met today.
At Oldie Seed, we are locally owned and locally grown. The corn, soybeans, and sorghum we sell are tested in plots throughout the region in close proximity to our customers. This ensures we are testing a yield environment just like yours. We are dedicated to our Know2Grow research program. It's our family's commitment to delivering high-yielding crops for you, the American farmer. This season, partner with Oldie Seed for locally owned and locally grown solutions.
Get ready to hit the greens. The Marshall County Young Professionals Golf Tournament is Friday, May 29th at the Marysville Country Club, and we want you to be a part of the fun. This four-person scramble is $400 a team and must be registered by May 15th. But don't wait. Once spots are gone, they're gone. Visit the Marshall County Young Professionals Facebook page for sign-up details and enjoy a fun, high-visibility way to get involved. Deadline for the Marshall County Young Professionals Golf Tournament is May 15th. Get your team ready.
Cilantro is a favorite ingredient in guacamole, tacos, rice dishes, and of course, salsa. But as summer temperatures climb, the cilantro quickly goes to seed. Reduce the frustration by adding a bit of papalo, also known as summer cilantro, to your garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Though not related to cilantro, papalo has a similar but stronger flavor and aroma as the popular herb. You may need to start your own plants from seeds if none of the garden centers in your area sell plants. Start seeds indoors or directly in the garden once the danger of frost has passed and the soil is warm. Grow the plants in fold-apart sun and well-drained soil. These herbs can grow 4 feet tall and 2 to 3 feet wide, so give them some room. Harvest the leaves and use as needed to flavor fish dishes, tacos, salsa, and guacamole. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Celebrate Mother's Day weekend with Barbara's Farm. Visit Barbara's Farm at the Masonic Lodge in Marysville for a beautiful selection of flowers, plants, and gifts. Then be sure to stop by the Mother's Day Market at the Marysville City Park, where Barbara's Farm will also be featured. Find the perfect blooms for your mom this Mother's Day weekend. Life in agriculture comes with unique challenges, but you don't have to face them alone. Pawnee Mental Health offers an agriculture assistance program for Kansas farmers and ranchers, providing 3 free confidential mental health sessions with providers trained in realities of ag life. Meet in person or connect by phone or Zoom wherever you are. We also provide therapy, youth and adult services, recovery programs, and 24/7 crisis support, including mobile crisis response. Take the first step. Visit Pawnee.org.
You've heard of the gold at Fort Knox, and while we can't go inside the vault, we do know much about the beginning of that heavily fortified treasury and its contents. We visit with a man who lives just next door, so to speak, on this edition of the American Countryside.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Paid for by U.S. Medical Supply.
Call 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936. Again, 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
When you think of gold, you might think of Fort Knox.
The construction of the gold vault started in 1936. As a matter of fact, they expected it to take about 6 months to build. They expected it to be done by August of 36.
Paul Urban says delays pushed back the openings of that vault until December of that year.
The first gold shipment started in January 1937, and they proceeded twice a week. In other words, the railroad trains would arrive twice a week and unload gold from Philadelphia and New York at the gold vault.
The government was moving gold acquired as a result of the Gold Act, put into effect during the 1930s that prohibited citizens from owning gold.
They finished those shipments in June of 1937. And at that point, the Treasury Department claimed there was $5 billion worth of gold in the gold vault.
Paul says that $5 billion would be worth about $82 billion today. Some gold was stored in San Francisco at the time as well, with ideas it would be shipped inland too.
The gold in San Francisco, as I understand it, was pure gold. It wasn't coin gold the way it is it's at Fort Knox. Believe it or not, as far as the construction of the gold vault at Fort Knox goes, there was also supposed to be an identical one built at Denver, Colorado.
The story of the gold at Fort Knox continues to fascinate many today, with references in popular culture and even a James Bond movie a few decades back that showed the robbery of the place. We'll have more with Paul next time as we travel the countryside near Fort Knox, Kentucky. I'm Andrew McCray.
And slugs move around the garden at, well, a snail's pace. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. They may be slow, but the damage they can do adds up quickly if they're not controlled, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
Slugs and snails are a universal pain in gardens. They're very similar creatures, except snails carry their house on their back. Robin Rosetta is a retired extension educator at Oregon State University. She says 99% of the snails and slugs found in your garden are not native. Since they thrive in cool, damp areas during the day, Rosetta says one line of defense is to eliminate their hiding places.
If you have woody debris around, containers, anything that they would hide under during the daytime is a good place to look, and you can hand collect them. Often it's just pretty easy to put them in a can of soapy water and they'll drown within 24 hours usually.
Some people use cups of beer buried around the plants. Slugs and snails are attracted to the yeast in the beer and fall in. There are chemicals that control them, but be careful because these products may be harmful to pets and kids. Barriers around your plants are another option. Copper flashing and screen is often successful. The copper somehow reacts with the critter's slime, causing a flow of electricity. Snails and slugs need moisture to function, so you might solve the problem by just letting everything dry out.
If you water in the morning versus water in the evening, chances are that you're going to see a great reduction in the amount of damage overnight because it'll still be wet if you water in the evening. So having things drier, again, will tend to make it less conducive.
If your garden is overrun with snails and slugs, change your landscaping. The creatures aren't fond of plants with stiff leaves and highly scented foliage. They also won't munch on geraniums, impatiens, begonias, and ornamental grasses. Learn more about snails and slugs at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Community Healthcare System is excited to announce we're opening June 1st. Our new family medicine clinic will provide care to patients of all ages, right here in your community. We're proud to offer compassionate, quality care close to home, along with convenient in-office services. Join us as we begin caring for Marysville and the surrounding area. Community Healthcare System, now open June 1st. We can't wait to meet you. For more information, visit chcsks.org.
Maybe this year you're looking for a fresh start, a sense of connection, or a place where you can ask real questions about life and faith. St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville would love to be that place for you. This is Pastor David Thompson. At our church, you'll find people from all walks of life discovering hope, purpose, and community together. Join us every Sunday at 10:45 for worship or our men's breakfast on Wednesday mornings at 7 a.m. at the Weaver Hotel in Waterville. Experience a community shaped by grace, open hearts, and the belief that no one should walk through life alone. Join us at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, the place to believe, belong, and become.
What would change if you trusted God just for today? Hi, I'm Rob West with a Faith and Finance Minute. In Matthew 6:11, Jesus teaches us to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." That's a powerful shift. Not weekly bread, not future security, daily bread. In a world obsessed with tomorrow, Jesus invites us to trust God one day at a time. That doesn't mean we stop planning. Scripture affirms wise saving and preparation. But our planning should never replace our dependence. The real question isn't whether you have enough stored up. It's whether you trust the one who provides. So today, ask God for what you need. Thank Him for what you have and trust Him with what comes next. Remember, God's provision always meets you right where you are today. Get biblical answers to your financial questions in the FaithFi community. Download FaithFi, Faith and Finance, in your app store or visit faithfi.com.
Blocking the threat of a new world screwworm invasion. An update today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Tractor rollovers are one of the most common causes of farm deaths and injuries. One simple device helps reduce the danger significantly, a rollover protective structure. Standard on most new tractors, but they're also available to add to many older tractor models. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. The U.S. Department of Agriculture broke ground recently for building a facility in South Texas to produce New World screwworm flies that are sterile. It's an effort to stave off an invasion of the flies from Mexico so they don't infect American livestock, pets, and wildlife. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins.
It's going to be up and running by the end of next year. Once operational, this facility will initially produce an additional 100 million sterile flies per week in phase one. But eventually, when we get to stage two, which will be the end of 2028, we'll be at 300 million sterile flies.
Rollins says the U.S. invested $21 million to help modernize a sterile fly production facility in Mexico as well. And she says the USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service has been actively spreading awareness of the threat.
An updated national disease response strategy, and it updated the initial playbook we put out last fall, providing the training and webinars for federal, state, tribal, and veterinary partners. We've continued to have constant conversations with our partners on the ground. We have held over 50 stakeholder meetings and continue to expand that outreach.
Learn more at screwworm.gov. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Water stress is tightening its grip on the Sunflower State as the spring season moves into a critical window for crop development. This past Friday, Governor Laura Kelly officially signed an updated drought proclamation, significantly expanding the number of counties under emergency and warning declarations. The move comes as above normal temperatures and persistent precipitation deficits accelerate soil moisture loss across the central and western corridors. The updated map reveals a deepening crisis in northwest and far southwest Kansas. Currently, seven counties have been elevated to a drought emergency. These include Cheyenne, Decatur, Morton, Norton, Phillips, Rollins, and Stevens. In these zones, extreme drought conditions are now the baseline, leading to significant concerns over dryland
in crop survival and a heightened risk of rangeland wildfires. The drought warning category has also swelled, now covering 47 counties. This group includes a broad swath of central and western Kansas, stretching from Barber and Barton up through the High Plains to Sherman and Thomas counties. For producers in these areas, state officials warn that the lack of subsoil moisture is already impacting planting decisions and forage availability for livestock. While the eastern third of the state has seen pockets of meaningful rainfall, the drought watch list still includes 51 counties, including Sedgwick and Shawnee, as the state remains wary of a potential dry summer outlook. Connie Owen, director of the Kansas Water Office, noted that while recent moisture has helped some eastern regions, it did little to break the multi-year deficit in the west. The proclamation serves as a formal trigger to state agencies and local governments to activate response plans and encourages all residents to prioritize water conservation. With seasonal outlooks pointing towards continued moisture deficits, the focus for the remainder of the quarter remains on managing diminishing water supplies and mitigating the growing economic impact on the state's agricultural backbone. We'll be keeping an eye on the horizon over the next couple of weeks to see if our region gets that expected precipitation that it so desperately needs.
As a farmer, when you need help out in the field, you know that you turn to R&R Motor Services in Elkhart, Kansas. Helping with anything from your tires and alignment and any auto repair for your truck or tractor, it's R&R Motor Services. Need field service and even crane service? R&R Motor Services. Plus, are you needing irrigation sales and service? It's R&R Motor Services. Give Robert a call today at 620-360-4436 for R&R Motor Services in Elkhart, Kansas. Your one stop for assistance in the field.
For 2022, farmers have many choices regarding seed. Stepping over the line shouldn't be one of them. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance thanks U.S. farmers for buying new professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed dealers to ensure new seed innovations continue to show up on your farm. Without your support and trust, seed companies wouldn't be able to meet your needs and continually develop new genetics, traits, seed treatments, and other innovations. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-
The Manhattan Fish Company, Manhattan. Kansas building a special back-to-grass cow sale and bred heifer sale Wednesday, May the 6th, starting 11 a.m. on 65 Big Fancy Northern Origin Angus first calf heifers. They'll have February AI sire calves. There'll be 100 choice black and red Angus and sem-Angus first calf heifers with 30 to 70 day old calves, 250 red Angus, black Angus, and sem-Angus cows 3 years to older. They'll have 30 to 90 day old calves. Fall bred heifers include over 175 choice black Angus, red Angus, and sem Angus. Fall bred first calf heifers, they're AI and bull bred to low birth weight Angus bulls for late August through October calves. Replacement heifers include 40 choice home raised, calf-fed vaccinated black replacement heifers weighing 8 1/4 to 875. Breeding bulls offered will be Angus, Balancer, Gelding, and Bull Hereford bulls. They'll be 15 and 24 months old. Fall bred cows include over 400 black Sim Angus, black, white face, and Hereford cows. They'll be 3 years to older, bred to Angus, Sim Angus, and Hereford bulls for August through October calving. These cows, consignments, and more will sell Wednesday, May the 6th at the Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas.
Practical Farmers of Iowa is an organization that represents both organic and conventional farmers with a farmer-to-farmer shared information approach. That's today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
Mark Peterson, past board member and past president of Practical Farmers of Iowa, says that they really focus on crop research with a hyper focus on cover crops.
as a conventional farmer when I really got active in Practical Farmers back around 2010. At that time, to me, cover crops were pretty new. If I would sit down with an organic farmer, while they might not say anything, if I made the statement, gosh, these new cover crops are really something, they'd look at you a little bit kind of strangely, perhaps. Further I got into it, with organic farmers, cover crops have been part of their rotation, so to speak, for decades. And that's made for some interesting synergy. There's a lot that a conventional farmer can learn from an organic farmer about various things that cover crops can be used to help with.
Peterson explains that one of the main benefits of using cover crops is improving water quality.
We need to be real careful about the legacy that we're leaving for future generations, whether it's our kids, grandkids, or further down the line. Are we leaving something that's sustainable? And unfortunately, and I've been a part of it in the past, we probably have been discharging the improper amount into the rivers. Fortunately, as I have discovered better ways of doing things, we are involved with water quality testing using the cover crops and cutting down on particularly our nitrogen usage.
Another cover crop benefit, according to Peterson, is that they help to choke out annual weeds. I'm Lori Boyer. For more ag information, log on to agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. A couple of the less competitive weeds growers might see in their fields or landscapes are wild onion or wild garlic. K-State weed specialist Sarah Gansky explains how they tried to blend in and what issues they can create when wheat growers haul their crop to the elevator.
They're not necessarily super competitive, right? Usually when we're talking about weeds, I'm talking about pig weeds that are going to steal yield, right? Wild garlic and onions are not yield robbers, but they can reduce quality of our agricultural commodities. So specifically, thinking about wheat crops or small grain crops. So, you know, farmers who are used to growing wheat where we have wild garlic or wild onion know that the dockage for those when you take a load of grain to the elevator is pretty substantial based on the number of bulblets that you have in the sample of grain that gets pulled.
She describes what these weeds look like and how they can be identified.
Honestly, from a distance, they kind of look like grass. This time of year, you see them because they're growing faster than a lot of the grasses, right? Even our cool season grasses. So like just here in Manhattan, driving around town, they've been poking up in yards for the last month or so. But if you've ever gardened or if you've purchased green onions at the grocery store, right, you've got a pretty good idea of what these plants look like from a distance. They are monocots, so they have parallel veins, but they're not actually grasses. They're in the little family.
Their life cycle and lack of control options is what helps make this non-competitive weed a problem.
So one of the reasons we see it in the situations we do, right, is because these are cool season plants. So they grow in the fall and in the spring. And so they're actively growing right now. And they're also growing in our wheat fields, right? And so there's actually not a lot of herbicides to control them in wheat. Sometimes folks will list 2,4-D as one potential option rather for controlling wild garlic and wild onion. But the recommendation that I have heard the most is Harmony Extra. So like a low dose of 2,4-D or a low rate of 2,4-D with Harmony Extra is kind of one of the more recommended treatments for this in a wheat crop. But, you know, with a lot of our weeds and wheat, we talk about the importance of crop rotation, right? If we can go to a summer crop and kind of, you know, wear down the plants that are there, that could probably be a better non-chemical option.
That was Kansas State University weed specialist Sarah Gansky with what people can use to help control wild onion and wild garlic. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Attention farmers and livestock owners looking for top quality feed and essential supplies for your animals. Look no further than Home City Grain, offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. Contact Home City Grain today at 785-799-3326 or find them online at homecitygrain.com for up to the minute grain bids, weather outlook, and more.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Moving through a Monday as we get a little closer to the end of the trade day. Over in the grains market, we continue to have mostly higher numbers across the board, and these Kansas City wheat numbers are going back and forth between the green and the red as of now. For the seeds market, they've had a lot of large gains today, with the soybean numbers being well into the green, and all these other numbers are mostly higher. And for the livestock, it's been a slow start to the trade week, with both the cattle and the hogs all in the red. In the corn market, July corn up 5 1/4 at 485 and a half, and September also up 5 1/4 at 489 3/4. Kansas City wheat for July currently unchanged at 694 1/2, and September is also unchanged at 706 1/2. In the oats market, July oats up 5 1/2 at 357 1/2, and September up 4 1/2 at 363 1/2. In the bean market, July beans up 18 1/2 at 1221 3/4, and August up 17 1/2 at 1214 3/4. Soybean meal for July up 220 at 321.50, and August up 260 at 317.50. Soybean oil for July up 95 cents at 76.11, and August up 92 cents at 74.46. In the canola market, July canola up $2 at 758.30, and November up 4.70 at 762.90. In the cotton market, July cotton in the red down $1.17 at 83.02, and December down 75 cents at 83.81. Looking at the currencies for the first time today, the U.S. dollar index for June up 31 cents at 98.31, and September up 32 cents at 98.10. The euro for June in the red down to $1.17, and September in the red as well, also at $1.17. And the Japanese yen for June in the red down to 63 cents, and September in the red as well at 64 cents. Looking at our midday stock market numbers, and the Dow falls over 400 points as oil jumps on fear Iran conflict set to flare up again, with the Dow Jones down 393 points at 49,105, the S&P 500 down 22 points at 7,207, and the NASDAQ down 39 points at 25,074. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Life on the farm can be tough. Uncertainty in the weather, crop prices, trade deals, and so much more. How do you keep up with it all to make your farm successful? That's where we come in. Join me, James Guerin, with the Mid-America Ag Network with your hourly ag commodities, daily weather, soil moisture, and humidity reports. Plus, keep up with the latest regional and national news affecting the ag markets. Let's work together in making your farm thrive. And it's all right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Serving in Vietnam, a grenade took my ability to see. I'm Michael Naranjo, and I'm a veteran. Today, I'm a sculptor. My fingers are my eyes.
DAV helps veterans like Michael get the benefits they've earned. They help more than 1 million veterans every year.
With DAV, more veterans can shape their lives into a thing of beauty. My victory is bringing beauty into the world.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.
In the market for a new truck, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has new 2026 Chevy Silverados, 1500 model LT with the Z71 package, 2500 HD with the LT package, and a 3500 Silverado HD. It's ready for your custom bid and awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Rising oil prices have given investors the jitters. The Dow this morning was down 386 points and falling back toward 49,000. The S&P and NASDAQ composite were both off 0.3% going into the noon hour. GameStop is making a play for eBay. The Wall Street Journal says the video game retailer has made a bid worth $56 billion for the online marketplace. eBay's board of directors is considering that unsolicited proposal. It's graduation season, and those just starting out may need to recalibrate their expectations. Real estate site Clever surveyed college students, finding that they expect to earn about $80,000 a year after graduation. The average starting salary is actually $56,000. And Barbie is about to get her own postage stamp. The U.S. Postal Service is set to release a series of stamps this summer celebrating the range of careers that Barbie has held. Collectors can begin buying them on July 11th.